Greetings. I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Vinnie DeMarco, who's president of the Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition. And Vinnie's here today to talk to us about the various strides that his organization has had a very, very large role in making for Maryland and for the country in healthcare. So, Vinnie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Bill. Always a pleasure to be with you, and hello to everyone out there.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you. It's been a while, and momentous things have been happening. So I wanted to catch up with you. Could you tell us a little bit about the Healthcare for All Coalition?
Well, our coalition began in 1999, founded by former Baltimore City Health Commissioner Peter Bjornson. We're a coalition of hundreds of faith, community, labor, business, and healthcare groups who have a goal of making quality, affordable healthcare there available for all Marylanders. And we've had tremendous progress in Maryland and across the country, most importantly with the Affordable Care Act, which just today was reaffirmed by the United States Supreme Court in a 7-2 decision. Our motto is the ACA is here to stay.
That's
over
wonderful.
400,000 Marylanders have benefited from it, and it is great, yes.
That's wonderful. Could you tell us a little bit more about the ACA and how our individual listeners might have benefited?
Well, under the Affordable Care Act, which became law in 2010, over 20 million Americans, including 400,000 Marylanders who could not afford health care coverage before, have gotten health care coverage. Our uninsured rate in Maryland went from 13% to 6%.
Wow.
And of those people, yes, many of them got a coverage under the Medicaid program, others under individual private programs with subsidies from the ACA. But one of the things I want to emphasize is that Maryland was one of the states that immediately decided to fully implement the Affordable Care Act in 2014, and since then, under Democratic governor and Republican governor, wonderful people have run the Maryland Health Exchange, and they've done a tremendous job. And our General Assembly has worked very hard to protect the Affordable Care Act, even when under former President Trump there were attacks on it. And we passed laws that reduced the cost of premiums for people, made it easier for people to enroll, like the Easy Enrollment Program, which allows people to enroll in tax time, and laws to make prescription drugs more affordable. So we've done a lot in Maryland. But, Bill, I want to emphasize something. There's more to do. There continue to be health disparities in Maryland, especially hurting people of color, and there continue to be people who are uninsured. Three laws passed this year, Bill, that I want to highlight for your listeners.
Okay.
We're going to work on implementing. One of them, sponsored by Senator Brian Feldman of Montgomery County and Delegate Ken Kerr of Frederick County, provides additional state subsidies to young people, lower-income young people, to encourage them to get health care. We'll have additional $20 million for young people in Maryland, and I want people to know about that. And now, under the Biden-Harris administration, there are more federal subsidies, too, which is great. But now we have additional state subsidies, and we're going to be getting a message out about that. So if you're a young person who's been worried about the cost of health care between ages of 18 and 41, go to MarylandHealthConnection.gov and see what's available.
Let's underline that for our listeners.
MarylandHealthConnection.gov. MarylandHealthConnection.gov. There are lots of new subsidies out there in the federal and state level, and you should check that out and see what's available for you at your income level.
That's a good point.
People at MarylandHealthConnection.gov. And another law sponsored by Senator Jim Rosenpap and Delegate Lori Charcutian provides that if someone becomes unemployed and files for unemployment insurance, they will be connected to the health benefit exchange. when people lose their jobs is a major time when many people lose their health insurance. Yeah. So now they'll be immediately connected with the exchange. Which
good.
Is great also. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also very important. But I want to focus a little bit on another law by Senator Antonio Hayes of Baltimore City and delegates Eric Barron and Jazz Lewis of Prince George's County, which creates what's going to be called a health equity resource community. And this law will target over the next 5 years $60 million to address and reduce health disparities. Some of you listeners may remember in 2012 there was a program called the Health Enterprise Zone.
Right,
which
right.
created five areas across the state, including in West Baltimore, poured money in which actually resulted in less people going to hospital and saved all of us money by reducing hospital care for people.
So yeah, let's underline, hey, Vinny, let's underline that for a second, because
yeah.
a lot of folks are susceptible to the argument that, you know, a lot of money is being spent on this. Well, actually what's happening is that it's saving the taxpayers money
yeah.
in a relatively short amount of time.
Yes, because when you get people insured, when you reduce health disparities, you keep people healthy, that reduces uncompensated hospital care, and all of us pay for uncompensated hospital care through higher insurance premiums. It's
right.
what we call, Bill, a hidden health care tax. A hidden
yeah.
health care tax. So we want to reduce that hidden health care tax, and that's what we're doing. So pretty soon, the Community Health Resources Commission in state government will be awarding grants to organizations to help implement the health equity law. And we're going to be holding forums around the state, including in Baltimore, and we're going to be informing people about this. So maybe in the fall I could come back on your show and talk about where the RFP, the request for proposals is for people and where people can apply to do these grants. There are
That'd be great.
In our communities who know, yes.
Vinny, that would be great if you could come back then. Could you talk a little bit about what kind of organizations might be eligible for the health equity resource funds and what kind of things could they do?
Well, in 2012, one organization in Annapolis funded a health clinic in a public housing center. And
wow.
that was dramatically successful in reducing hospitalizations and bad health outcomes.
That's wonderful.
So that's the kind of thing. In Southern Maryland, there was a problem of people getting to doctors.
Right.
So they funded mobile clinics to get around and help people.
That's working a lot with the COVID shots.
Yes, it is a very good plan for COVID shots. So these are all, and in West Baltimore, community health workers were helping people reduce diabetes incidents and staying healthier. So what the Community Health Resource Commission is going to be looking for are plans which identify a specific health disparity in a community and a really smart plan, like the one I described, which would reduce those disparities.
Yeah.
So it's a good opportunity. And your listeners and people who are out there can help in two ways. One is getting the message out to potential applicants to file applications. But in addition, once the commission has chosen applicants to implement these laws, spreading the word in the community so that people know that these opportunities are there to improve their health.
Yeah.
We have a
yeah.
lot of work to do together to implement this law.
Yeah, we certainly do. We certainly do because, you know, basically when money gets allocated, unless it's used, it might as well not even be allocated.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we gotta get the message out. And we'll be doing that. Our organization has always taken a large part in getting the message out about new health benefits and new programs, and we're certainly going to be doing that with these.
Absolutely. Could you tell us how can someone find out more about the organization?
go to healthcareforall.com, healthcareforall.com, and you can find out all about us and how you could participate in our work.
Yeah, that is a good website. That is a good website.
Thank you.
And how about for volunteers and donations?
It's all on there. There's a donation button, and there's a place to volunteer or to find out more about specific issues. It's all on the website. I had nothing to do with designing it, Bill, so I can agree with you that it's really wonderful, and my colleagues who worked on it are really smart. I could never have done it. So
it was a good job. It was a good job. But, you know, it takes a village, right?
Yes.
Takes a village.
Yes.
What is coming up? You said that the implementation, but we got a summer here. And
yes.
And so what would you say to folks that are, you know, that know somebody that you know, is scared or is putting off going to the doctor because they can't afford it?
Well, if they don't have coverage, they should immediately go to MarylandHealthConnection.gov.
Uh-huh.
MarylandHealthConnection.gov. They are really good there, and they will connect you. The website will connect you to a navigator in your community who can help you. So they will make sure you have coverage. And once you have coverage, then I would immediately go see a doctor if you feel the need to. But people without coverage, what I want to emphasize, under the Biden-Harris administration and under this new law, there are additional federal and state subsidies for people. So if you looked a few months ago and thought you couldn't afford it, look again. You might be able to afford it now.
Yeah. And so MarylandHealthConnection.com, .gov, right?
.gov. MarylandHealthConnection.gov.
Is Maryland spelled out or is it MD?
Yeah, Maryland spelled out.
Okay. So MarylandHealthConnection.gov, healthconnection.gov. And that,
yes.
you can plug in there. I know, your income and the number of people in your family and find out what your eligibility
is. Yes. And they have phone numbers of people you can call for special help if you're having trouble with the website.
Yeah, that's a website address to pass along to your friends and your family, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And again, let me emphasize again, you may have tried it a few months ago and thought everything was outside your ability to afford. But since then, because of the Biden-Harris administration and because of the Maryland General Assembly, I want to thank Speaker Adrian Jones and President Bill Ferguson and the other leaders. We got it done so that we can now, many more of us can afford health care than we could just a few months ago.
Well, they certainly deserve the credit, and as does Governor Hogan.
Governor Hogan appointed really terrific person in Michelle Eberle to run the health exchange, and Michelle has been doing an excellent job to make it work and to make it work for people. So I really commend Michelle and her team.
I better get her on the show.
Yes, I recommend Michelle Eberle.
Yeah.
That would be a great person to be on the show.
That sounds great. Well, we're just about out of time, Vinny. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Right. If you are looking to get health care coverage, go to MarylandHealthConnection.gov. And I'll say it one more time. Even if you went a few months ago and thought you couldn't afford it, try again. The Biden-Harris administration and the Maryland General Assembly have increased the subsidies for people in Maryland. For information about our organization, go to healthcareforall.com, healthcareforall.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I'll tell you, as long as we're handing out kudos here to Adrian Jones and Bill Ferguson and the governor and all those folks that co-sponsored those bills that made it through to help so many Marylanders, we got to thank you and the coalition because you're a big part of all this, Vinny. Thank you very much on behalf of the community.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
You're welcome.
We're big fans of yours.
Thanks
for having me.
Very nice of you. So for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Vinny DeMarco, who's president of the Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition, for being our guest today. Thank you, Vinny. And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.